This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's Lindsey Vonn skied out of retirement at Copper Mountain this weekend. The 40-year-old Olympic champion is trying to make the World Cup again. Her return thrilled even her teammates like Lauren Masuga.
She's been my idol, and to see the best in the world, I know it's 5 years later, but she still got it. You watch her and you're like, all of her movements are so refined.
Vonn finished 24th out of 45 and said on social media that, quote, the way I'm skiing is more important than the times at this point. A new program at the University of Colorado Denver is helping professionals navigate transitions in their lives and careers. Ann Button is the program director for Change Makers. She says the initiative is trying to reach an often neglected segment of the population.
Universities have traditionally helped people figure out their next chapter when they're at the beginning of their careers, the 18 to 22 demographic. But people need that sort of guidance in community at all stages of life, and particularly at the end of their primary career.
Each 14-week session features guest speakers, seminars, and volunteer opportunities. The application deadline for January session is today. Western Colorado University in Gunnison is launching new nursing programs to help ease a shortage of healthcare workers in that part of the state. Emily McMahill leads the university's effort. She says Colorado's nursing schools are heavily concentrated on the front range.
Someone that is in our area that wants to become a nurse either has to relocate for a prolonged period of time or travel a very significant distance, which just typically isn't plausible.
10 students finished training as certified nursing assistants this fall. The university plans to offer bachelor's degrees in nursing next fall. This is CPR News and KRCC.